Yeah, well, now she's in Greece or something like that, taking pictures for some hair vitamins company or some shit. Oh, sorry, Mom, or some crap. My apologies. No, I am not envious of my older sister's Instagram job, Father, but thank you for making me feel horrible about my job choices. Once again, I know that is your favorite thing to do. Yes, and I'm sure my degree will come in handy one day, but until then, I love the record store and I actually love being an escort, despite my lovely family's aversion to sex work, which is not... Wow, that is a crazy, ignorant thing to say. Yeah, I would say that calling me a corner girl isn't exactly... Yes! Thank you. God, finally, another like-minded person. Thank you, dude. Well, like he said, the main difference being that I'm not hired to fuck these people. I'm hired to date these people. Oh my God, I cannot believe that I am surrounded by family and my brother's best friend seems to be one of the few people sticking up for me. Wow, Aunt Josephine, that's actually kind of rich coming from you. You have room to talk. Mom told me that you stripped to put yourself through college. Oh, what? So what? You guys can ask invasive questions about my job, but I can't bring up your guys' complete hypocrisy? Out of this world. Out of this fucking world. Cool, 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 cool. Listen, I was never shooting to be the golden child, okay? But I am safe and I am happy. And I'm also, for the record, STD free. Not everyone here at this table can even fucking say that, right, Uncle Levi? Look, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to hover over the trash can in the kitchen because I can feel the bile creeping up in my throat. Anyone have any questions about my record store job? Didn't think so. Didn't think so. Oh. Oh, God, Jesus fucking Christ, this fucking family. Ah, fuck! Shit! God, dude, hey! Man, you scared the shit out of me. I know, right? You think I would be... more prepared for something like that. You've been scaring me ever since we were younger. Jesus Christ. Yeah, do you remember the time that you and my brother set up a whole plan to scare me because I think I was coming back from like my first semester at college or something like that, and you decided to scare me because you dressed up as Ghostface? Oh yeah, a really fucking horrible welcome back. Who would have thought I would develop a mask kink after something like that? Oh, God, my parents' fridge sucks. Yeah, it's awful. It's nothing but just a bunch of, like, protein bullshit. Like, ugh. I guess I just have to take a shot. That's the only thing that's gonna take this god-awful taste out of my mouth. Yeah, I'm fine. It's just these fucking people. Do you mind if I just rant really quickly? Yeah, you're just... out of all of my brother's friends, you've always been the nicest to me, and you've never made me feel stupid just because I'm your best friend's little sister, you know? And I just... my parents are miserable in their jobs, and they've always told me to find something that brings me joy and that I like, and that's what I'm fucking doing. And it's not my fault that they're so trapped in the sex work stigma. And what's the big deal anyway? Like, I like to flirt with people. I'm a fucking delight at parties. I have a fat ass and no gag reflex. I'm supposed to not capitalize on that? I'm sorry. You did not sign up for all of this. Were you coming in to get a drink or something? Me? You were coming in to check on me? Oh, thank you. That's, it's really sweet. Would you want to do a shot with me? Maybe? I just figured with the way my family is, you might need one as much as I do. Well, hey, I mean, you know, over this long period of time you've been friends with my brother, you have been to enough family dinners to know exactly what fucking assholes they all are in there, you know? All right, ready? Now link arms with me. All right, you ready for this? All right, so the secret is you have to breathe out, take the shot, and then breathe out again. Yeah. No, yeah, it's great. Like, so no oxygen should be in your mouth, and then it doesn't burn or anything afterwards. All right, so, all right, ready? All right, so breathe out. Right? I know, isn't it crazy? My friend's a bartender and she told me about it, and now I like tell every single person that I can. So, despite my whole lady bird ass family, what makes you keep coming back here? Is my brother that good of a friend? Yeah? What, and his annoying little sister doesn't? Oh. Wow. thank you. That's really sweet. I just meant more so like I was annoying in like the general like little sibling sense of annoying, but wow, you really came in with the "no, babe, you're not annoying, you're so sexy." I'm kidding. Thank you though. That's really nice. Hey, this might be out of line, but or maybe I've had too much vodka, but I have this kind of random question to ask. Do you think that you and I would have ever... shit. Sorry. That's work. I have a date with a finance bro, so I should probably order my ride for that. Oh, yeah, it is gonna be a blast, actually. I get to put on a dress with a high slit and hang off this dude's arm while I disassociate when they discuss the designs of their business cards, so. Thanks again for checking on me and having a shot with me and making sure I was okay. You've always been a really great guy, so thank you. Anyway, I should go say bye to the peanut gallery over there. Well, gang, I gotta go. Time for work. Well, thank you, big bro, for asking and not burning me at the stake like some others would. This date is a gentleman in finance that needs me to be his girlfriend for some launch party for some company that will never be relevant to any of us. So, wow, and he thinks I'm an idiot, too. No, I am not driving. My ride is going to be out in just a minute, but I literally can't stand to be here 1 second longer, so... Well, everyone, thanks for dinner. It was challenging. The Scarlet Letter will leave you now, and you guys can talk about me behind my back, and then my brother will tell me everything that you guys said when we have our weekly brunch on Sunday. Bye, guys. Have a good night. Hope most of you get food poisoning.
Thank you for calling 1-800-RENT-GIRLFRIEND, where you can phone it in. You can choose from any of our selection of incredible ladies to be your girlfriend for a family reunion, holiday party, or cuddling for a current binge-watching obsession. To sort through from our customer favorites, press 1. Press 0 at any time to select your girlfriend. Our most popular girlfriend, Maxine. If you like bodacious goth babes, then she is the perfect girlfriend for you. Maxine is the type of girl that will have you daydreaming during the day and wet dreaming at night. If browsing vinyl records and staying up late discussing horror movies is your game, then look no further than our magnetic Maxine. Client testimonials have said, "Incredible choice. Guarantee you will not be disappointed. Click one to hear a welcome message."
Hi, is this thing on? I'm just kidding. Hi, I'm Maxine. I've been working with the agency for quite a few years now, and I love my job. I like to think that I'm pretty good at what I do. And I love dates. I would love the idea of hanging off your arm and impressing your friends and your family. I also love the idea of spending some private time, just you and me, browsing a record store or watching the latest season of Severance. Maybe you can let me use your Apple TV login because I don't have one. And yeah, I would love to hang out with you. I'd love to spend some time with you. I'm really social, so I'm great at parties. I kind of look intimidating sometimes, so even if you just need me to be silent and cool hanging off of you, I can do that too. But I'm also not super boring, so if you need someone to liven up your life, then I'm the perfect girl for you. I'm a big titty goth girl in a lot of ways, so the titties can get distracting, but once you get past that, I am amazing to be with. And I hope you book me, if you're lucky, if I'm lucky. Isn't she delightful? You're probably already daydreaming about a date out with our darling Maxine. We think it's a perfect match. To accept the charges and book Maxine, punch in the last 4 digits of your credit card and press the pound sign. Processing. Congratulations, big spender. You are only days away from the girl of your dreams. She'll reach out to you soon with an initial meetup location and day. This will be your consultation date. Try not to fall in love. Thanks for calling 1-800-RENT-A-GIRLFRIEND, where you can phone it in. You have one new message. Hi, hi, hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Max, as in Maxine. One is not necessarily more formal than the other, but sometimes with my full name, there's like an issue. Sorry, I'm ranting. I got a new record and I'm like listening to it and I'm riding that high. Anyway, so I saw you requested an evening consult date. Thank you for that. I never get to sleep in, so thank you so much. Plus, I'm a girl that comes alive in the evening, so this is perfect. So tomorrow we're going to meet at the Winchester Tavern. Anytime after 7 works for me. They're going to save one of the booths, for us, one of the bigger, nicer ones. The owner is a friend of mine, so she doesn't mind doing it. And I have like some reading I need to catch up on, so I'll be there at 7, but feel free to come anytime after that. You have my picture, but I always tend to describe what I'm going to wear too. I'm going to be wearing like a suit with a bra. It's like a cool bra though. Feel free to message me through here if you need clarification on how to get there, if you need any help, and I will see you tomorrow.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Hey, dude, how are you?
It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, what are you doing here? I didn't know that you came out here. That's so nuts. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a new outfit. Sorry, I should button this up a little bit, maybe. Really? Okay, then I will button it up. Thank you. Me? I'm actually working. Well, not yet. I have an initial consultation date that's done first, and then you you probably don't want to hear about your best friend's little sister's escorting job. Sorry. Really? You're sure? Okay, well, I won't delve into details, but I'm meeting my date here, introduction type thing. He's supposed to message me when he's a few minutes away. Me? My favorite drink's a whiskey sour, but why do you... No, you don't have to... No, you don't have to get me a drink. The company I work for gives me a card and... You sure? Okay, don't say I didn't offer. These drinks could have been free for the both of us. Yeah. Ah, there's a catch, is there? I knew there would be something like that. Okay, so you get me a drink and I tell you about my job? Both of them? Well, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't really want to hear about my vinyl stocking abilities, because I can put a record in a sleeve in like 2 seconds. Oh, no, but that's not what you... Yeah, you want to know about the escort stuff, for sure. And the record store. Of course. Yeah, well, I always took you for a little bit of a perv, so I'm definitely not surprised. Oh, come on, everyone is. Relax. Fine, you have yourself a deal. But not a word of the escort stuff to my brother. He knows a healthy amount, and I want to keep it that way. Cool? Okay, you got a pinky promise me. You have to kiss the pinkies. Yes, you do. Well then, I'll just assume that the promise isn't fulfilled, so. Thank you. A whiskey sour, please. Oh, wow, that was quick. Yeah, that does make sense. Thankfully, they're not super busy. She had one ready for me? That's hilarious. I love that. It kind of lines up. I've been drinking here kind of exclusively for the past couple of months once I figured out how amazing they make their drinks here, so. All right, you 90s heartthrob you. What do you want to know about me being a professional slut? Ugh, and here was I thinking you were gonna have a creative question or something. No, I just thought you were gonna ask something exciting, like have I went on any dates with any senators, or do I sell feet pics for a certain amount of money? I think there's gonna be like a gag reflex question. It's kind of boring. No, it's fine. I mean, asking about my gag reflex is cool. It's just, you know, there's no romance to it, you know? Yeah, it's actually unfortunate that you didn't get a beer in a bottle. I could have shown you. Ask me another one. Ah, that is a good question. Okay. I mean, most of the guys that request me for dates tend to be the type of guy that are like, Well, there's two types of guys, right? For this specifically. It's either a guy that's like, oh, I'm a feminist. Like, I love being around women. I just love being around their presence and their energy and experiencing life with them. But I do want to fuck you. There's another kind of guy that's pretty common that's like kind of rude, kind of shitty, is going to more or less ignore me the whole time. And then is going to ask for an upgrade and treat it like I'm doing them a favor. Rather, like, they're doing me a favor. And I usually, like, always say no to that unless the dude's got hella money, which, unfortunately, they tend to have, so. Yeah, faking orgasms sucks, but I will say faking someone being funny is even harder. Like, if someone's not funny, if someone can't make me laugh, I'm like, oh my god, it's 10 times worse. It really feels that way. Yes, dude, I'm completely serious. I'm telling you, dude, like, he literally said to me, like, looked me square in the eyes, and he was like, you need to leave me tied here. I have someone who's gonna come by and untie me. Thank you so much for your work. And then I woke up to an extra like $1,200 in my account. Yeah, it's wild. I never heard from him again. It was truly like a perfect interaction with a client. Hey, so you never told me what you were doing here. When I asked you, you gave me a compliment and asked me about myself, which is a smart move because I'm a yapper and I like talking about myself. And I have all the time in the world because apparently I am being stood up because my date was supposed to be here and, almost an hour ago. That's crazy. I feel like I'm in high school again or something. So go ahead. Tell me, what is a handsome, smart, available guy like you doing having multiple drinks with your best friend's sister? Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's the way you said I have something to tell you. I can, like, already feel the course of my evening changing. What? I've been on my date. You're my date? You're my date? Yeah, but, like, the question creates three different questions. The last one is me saying you hired me. The first one is saying that I were on a date. Like, why did you hire me? I can't imagine someone like you needing to hire a girlfriend. Yeah, you could have one in a second. Plus, there were other girls that you could have hired, so why did you hire me? No way, come on. Dude, no, you are fucking with me. Yes, you are, because there is no way in hell you've been holding out feelings for me for that long. And what, you decided to never tell me because... Well, it is possible that my brother would kill you. Yeah, that's true, but it's also possible that he might not. So, what changed, huh? Or are you just not afraid of death or the fact that you would probably land my brother in the hospital, realistically? Don't seem to care anymore. That's pretty risky of you, you know? Am I, really worth all of that trouble to you? Yeah, well, being face to face under this romantic amber lighting, whiskey pumping through my veins, I'm finding it hard to keep my feelings in myself. I just mean, like, maybe I've had a crush on you, like, as long as I've known you. And maybe when I got to college, I really started to realize that every time I went on a date, I was just thinking about my stupid brother's best friend. And I realized that maybe it was a little more than a stupid crush. You know, it's gone past me writing Maxine and then your last name with little hearts around it. Yeah, it's kind of more so turned into me going through your Instagram and touching myself to your pictures, you know? What are you thinking about right now? Oh, how much you want to kiss me? I mean, I can do it if you want to cut the tension. That way you'll have deniability if my brother ever asks. Yeah, well, you know me, gorgeous. I'm always one step ahead. You know, I never do this on a consultation date, but do you live near here? Around the corner? Well, is that convenient? Well, let's go. Listen, you fucking dreamboat. We've been building up tension for years, and I think it's just best if we cut to the part where we're making out while clumsily trying to get into your place. What do you think?
You know, eventually, oh fuck, you and I are gonna have to have a whole talk about our feelings and our mandate and all that shit. But right now, I really couldn't care. Right now, I'm just thinking about how bad you are opening your front door. Jesus.
Mwah.
Fuck, finally. Fuck, what's your bedroom?
Ow, fuck. Shit. Yes, I'm fine. Jesus, you should tell a girl wearing heels that there's a coffee table there. Yes, I'm fine. This whole thing's a little bit less sexy now, but... Oh, yeah, I'm still sexy. Well, good. I would hope that me, you know, wearing a banging lingerie set under this suit would do it. Oh, yeah, it's, like, really good. If you think this bra is cool, wait till you see the underwear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whoever I have a date with... I was not gonna fuck. I don't fuck on consultation dates. But the dates always go better if I'm wearing something I feel super confident in. So if a mesh bra and a suit and a see-through mesh thong is what it takes, then fine, you know? Especially if a guy is offering to buy it for me. Cool room. Yeah, no, I mean it. I'm glad to not see a Pulp Fiction poster in sight. Oh my god, yeah, you and my brother just constantly obsessing over Uma Thurman in that movie. It's so predictable. I know, I don't know why I'm into you. But I'm really, really fucking into you. And I can't. I'll wait for you to be in me. Oh, fuck, yes, down my neck, please, just like that. Oh. Yes, I am incredibly okay with biting. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck, please take my jacket off, please. Oh, wait, don't throw it. No, I'm sorry. It's like, it was a gift, and like, I just. Fine. No, it's fine. Fuck it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. Your face was buried in my tits. Oh, my pasties? I know. They're cute. They're like little hearts. Well, I was wearing a mesh bra as a shirt, so I had to make sure I wasn't super indecent. And with the piercings, they call a little bit more attention, so I gotta keep them covered up. Don't worry, we'll get to that later. Fuck. Yeah, I'm getting pretty naked here. I think it's time you took some clothes off for me. Well, we gotta do the equivalent, so let's say your jacket and your shirt also need to come off. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's only fair. Like, exactly. Yeah, it's just modern feminism.
Good.
Yeah, and the shirt, too. Dude, I'm literally in a bra right now. Come on. You know, whenever you would come over to hang out and swim in our pool, it was always impossible for me to not stare at you through my bedroom window. And I swore from time to time you would look up at me and wink at me. Am I making that up? I fucking knew it.
Oh,
God, Jesus, you. Oh, kissing all the way down my body like that. It's like, oh my God, I don't know why that's doing it for me so much. What? What'd you say?
Oh my God, that's so hot for you to ask. Yes, you can take my pants off, dude. Right? I know, dude. I know, I was like, that's why the underwear have to be matching with this, because like it all looks so good together, right? Yes, I have tattoos everywhere. I mean, I'm the type of girl where pain isn't a problem, but we'll get into the kind of pain that I like another time, yeah? Yeah, I mean, they're cute and all, but you can pull them down. I think it's time we can take them off. Oh my God, I told you, I have tattoos everywhere. Can you please do whatever it is you were going to do? Oh, that's what you were going to do. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Yeah. No. Oh my God. Yeah. You're like fucking amazing. You're just like, I don't know how to describe it. You're like, you're like eating me out. Like you have something to prove or something, which is like so hot. I love that you're like kind of, oh my God. Like, don't take this the wrong way, but like desperate doing this. Oh, fuck. That's so hot. Oh my God, baby, please, fuck. What? Why are you stopping? Oh my God. Okay, yes. Oh my God, if someone's eating me out, baby is going to slip. That's normal. That's fine. Just please get your head back down there. Oh, fuck. Fuck, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm getting close. Oh my God, I'm getting close. Oh my God, I'm getting close. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Please get off. I know that's what I was saying a second ago. Please get off now, please. Fuck. My fuck. Jesus Christ. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking dizzy as shit. Oh my God. I need you to take your pants off immediately. Yeah, no, immediately would be better. Because I'm going to ride you until one of us starts crying. Oh, while you're doing that, I'm going to get a condom really quick. No, dude, your condoms probably suck. No offense to you, but mine are like super soft and super thin, so. Really? You're not going to trust a sex worker's judgment on condoms? Please, I'm the expert. Well, hey, if I ever need advice on being incredibly handsome and charismatic with a killer jawline, I'll let you know, okay? trust me on the condoms thing, sweetheart. You seem more than ready to go for me. Yeah? Being in between my legs, windy up a little bit. Good. Now, just lean back. Relax. Let me put this on. And then I can show you, gorgeous, why I'm a customer favorite. Oh, that's very sweet of you, but I really don't think that lube is going to be necessary right now. Oh my god, fuck. Holy shit. Yeah, I'm just gonna, fuck, need a second. Taking in all of you. I mean, there's multiple reasons why I was staring at you whenever you would come over and use our pool. And one of those reasons is because you're fucking hung, dude. Jesus. Yeah, I'm just, fuck, I have to go kind of slow. I really am not, fuck, looking to be split in half today. At least not like that. Fuck, yeah. Yeah, I could take a little bit more. Fuck, please. Okay, alright, whatever. I must be like, what, 70% of the way there, right? Half. Okay. No, no, half is cool. Half is fuck. Fine. Yeah, you know, just fuck, do the rest. I can take it. Okay, yeah, fuck, yeah, just let me adjust really quick, fuck. Yeah, fuck, yeah, okay, yeah, I think I'm good, okay. Yeah, go ahead and fuck me like you've always wanted to. What the fuck? What do you... What the fuck? Get your fucking hand off the mail. Is that my brother? Why the fuck is my brother at your apartment? Oh my god, and you didn't fucking say anything. You do realize that you're inside of me right now, right? My brother just walked in the fucking door. So he chose now to pick up the Miles Morales game from your place? Didn't you tell him that you're going on a fucking date? And wouldn't he assume that you're going to sleep with that person? Oh, he don't normally sleep with girls on the first date. Wow. Fuck. Fuck, can you like tell him to leave or something? Oh my god, fuck.
bombed.
Fuck. Oh my god, I think I'm getting... Fuck. I said I think I'm getting close. Fuck. How much longer is he gonna fucking be here? Fuck. God. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Please. 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 Please cover my mouth. Or tell him to get the fuck out. Fuck. Please. Please. Busy leaking out of my ears. Jesus fucking Christ. Wait, you don't have to pull out yet. What? You did? Holy shit, when? Same time as me? Oh my god, you're like such a romantic. Jesus. No, you are. That's like incredibly romantic coming at the same time as me. I know, it's crazy. Like missionary coming at the same time. I'm not used to this level of intimacy. Hey, I really like you. Yes, I do. And I'm going to show you how much I like you in about 45 minutes because I am now realizing again that I've had whiskey this evening. So I need some water and to close my eyes for at least 30 minutes. And personally, I would love for you to just lay back for me while I eagerly suck your cock until you come in my mouth. Is that okay? Cool. Figured you wouldn't be opposed.